Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John, says persons who have recovered from COVID-19 may develop long-term health conditions such as diabetes, which require medical support.
What we do know for a fact is that the data is saying that those persons who have had COVID-19 infection 30 days after, you're more likely, and there's a very high chance, even if you're not predisposed to developing diabetes, that you may develop diabetes. Early onset of diabetes is actually called. And this is across all age groups, especially in that younger population. So that is also very worrying for us, Johnny, because diabetes could lead to multiple complications, if not control, etc., within that age group. So we're also very concerned with that. Persons may have prolonged cough, chest tightness, the anxiety. I've been hearing persons talking about their blood pressure being elevated and increased over a period of time. So what I want persons to start to consider is making small but little impact lifestyle changes that could actually benefit themselves. And so while I know it's possibly a difficult time because I can't identify with it directly,
right,
I could also imagine what they may be going through, especially persons talk about the anxiety attacks in the night, just the song of hearing somebody cough or even coughing for themselves, the discomfort they may feel. So one of the things that I want people to start to consider is, one, where can I get help? Or where can I get assist? And you can do this with your private physician, or you can do it within our public system. And that allows you to get a very thorough assessment, even some blood work up, etc., that could help you to get to a better place.
That is the Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. In the region, in Jamaica, there is no clear indication as yet as to how COVID-19 physical distancing will be maintained in schools, especially those with as many as 36 students per class, when full face-to-face classes resume in a few weeks, as indicated by the government. Health and Wellness Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says a multifaceted approach will have to be taken to protect children because physical distancing will be a challenge. And on the international scene, Australia has reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years, bringing joyful family reunions and a boost to tourism. The country imposed some of the world's strictest travel bans after shutting itself off in March 2020 due to COVID-19. Australians and some others were allowed to return from late last year, but most foreigners have had to wait. There were tearful reunions at Sydney Airport today as hundreds of people began arriving on flights. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.